Let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Please be seated. Jesus says to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, and you are the light of the world. Not you will be, not you should become after you do all of the right things, but you are." Jesus had just called the disciples to follow him and had just taught them the Beatitudes, which we heard last Sunday, and now, before they fully understand the cost of saying yes to being one of Jesus's friends, disciples, followers, he tells them who they are. He names their identity. Now, salt preserves and seasons, and in biblical times, it was also a sign of covenant, a promise to live faithfully and a tangible way to honor God's law and the relationship God has with God's people. Light, on the other hand, does something different. It exposes what darkness depends on keeping hidden. And Jesus tells the disciples that who they are is revealed in both. Salt and light may seem ordinary, everyday things, but they hold extraordinary significance in how we live our lives and engage with our world. But Jesus also made it very clear. If salt loses its saltiness, it is no longer good for anything. And if a light is hidden, well, it might as well have not existed in the first place. A lamp that stays under a basket or salt that no longer preserves can't live into its purpose. In the same way, if we refuse to shine our light or preserve life with our faith, we cannot fully step into the life that God intends for us. And Jesus shares what God intends. The life that God intends for us is to be a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Now, for some, that phrase or imagery, it comes with baggage. It has been used to justify power, exclusion, and the belief that some lives matter more than others. But Jesus is not talking about dominance here. He's talking about exposure. A city on a hill is vulnerable because it can be seen for miles and miles. Its lights are visible to everyone, revealing what is welcome and also what is broken. Just like salt and light, being visible isn't a reward we get for being awesome. It's a call to accountability and a call to responsibility. When this image is distorted to justify things throughout our history like conquest, oppression, and harm, we reclaim it. We reclaim it by seeing it as God intended. A city built on a hill. Light that helps those stumbling in darkness find their way. And this call to be seen, to be visible, is not just a spiritual ideal. We are living in a moment when darkness is no longer hidden. The things that it was keeping hidden in the corners, we see them. Darkness is defended and supported. Across our country, books are banned, histories rewritten, and communities are told that their lives simply don't matter. What is being restricted is not just intellectual information. It is visibility itself. When truth is treated as a threat, It is because light has power. And at the same time, we see this struggle over visibility written literally on human bodies. Immigrants, refugees, trans and LGBTQ plus people, especially young folks, being singled out, scrutinized, legislated against, being disappeared, deported, or killed, as if their very existence were a problem that needs to be solved. What is happening in our country is very real. You might not need me to name that out loud, but I will. And is shaping who is seen, who is protected, and who is allowed to belong. But Jesus is unmistakable here. A light hidden under a basket is no light at all. Recently, I've had many conversations with friends and family, and we have all been asking the same thing. What can I do? What can we do? Where do I start? We see the suffering and the injustice and the cruelty in our world, in our country. It feels overwhelming. We feel powerless and unsure of where to start. So much so that sometimes we don't even start at all. I understand that. I feel that. This is real and it is heavy. And yet Jesus gives us a very profound answer to this question. Be the salt and the light exactly where you are. At home, in your relationships, at work, in your neighborhood, in your community, and yes, even at church. Don't wait until everything needs to get fixed all at once. Don't wait for the invitation. Don't wait for permission. Start where you are, with the gifts and opportunities God has already given to you. Salt does not preserve the whole world at once, but it does preserve the meal that is right in front of you. And light doesn't banish all darkness, but it does illuminate your path and the path for someone walking nearby. Finding where and how to be involved requires prayer, discernment, and honesty with ourselves about what we can actually do and where we can actually begin. We don't have the skills to fix everything, but each of us can do something, and God calls us to start there. When we allow our light to shine and season the world with our salt, we take our first steps in partnering with God's work in the world around us. And if you needed a reminder, because sometimes I do, you, each and every one of you, are a part of the light. Every small act, no matter what it may be, kind words, support, truth spoken in love, all of these things that seem small and insignificant compared to what is happening in the world, each one helps to illuminate the path. Discipleship is not easy. And discipleship is a daily choice. faith that avoids the consequences of injustice is not the faith that we know, and it is not the faith that Jesus describes. To let your light shine is to confront truths that we may have benefited from ignoring, or truths that we didn't even have to be mindful of in the first place. And to see that silence, ambivalence, and neutrality allows harm and injustice to continue. Salt stings the wounds before it helps it to heal. And light exposes what we wish we did not see before it shows us where to go next. Being visible has a cost. We lose comfort. We lose the illusions that we have. We lose false peace and false security. But even in these losses, there is meaning. Light shines not for our own self-congratulations or so that people will come to us. Light shines so that others may see and experience God's love in the flesh, in this time, and in this place. So please remember, in all that is happening in the world and our country and all that is whirling around inside, you are not alone. If we look with God's eyes, we'll see salt and light scattered all around, in our neighbors, in our friends, in our communities, in places we least expected. It reminds us that together we illuminate the world's darkness and preserve God's goodness, because God's goodness is all around us. You are part of something larger, something that is breathing and moving and alive, something that is holy. So this week, maybe we will each choose to do one small faithful act where we are. Honor a life that others refuse to see. Speak when truth is being erased. Remain present when silence is the easiest thing to do. And I encourage you not to overthink it, because I can sometimes. Let your prayers be simple. God, show me where my light is needed and give me the courage to let that light shine. We are not called to fix the world overnight, but we are called to trust that the Spirit guides our steps one at a time. May we always be reminded of who we are, of our identity that we have as followers of Jesus, because you are the salt of the earth. And you are the light of the world. Not someday, not when it feels safer or easier to be salt and light, but right now. Amen.